Well, let go from up here.
No, that's not nice. Peter's in it! Richard's not in it!
Okay.
Okay. Ah! One of them has to be good!
They're blurry, but they're okay.
Jesus Christ.
They're okay.
Okay. Did you get your selfie?
Wait, first I gotta take a selfie.
I read an article the other day that selfies are a product of narcissism and addiction.
I don't take fucking selfies, bitch.
I'm sorry, what did you just take there?
I took one of the three of us.
So it was a selfie.
It was good.
You didn't really take one of me. I was just there.
That was breakfast all over again.
Which is pretty much how any picture of me...
You don't like pictures.
...happens. Yeah, I hate being pictures.
I hate pictures of me with food, which you seem to enjoy taking an awful lot of.
I take pictures of all of us with food. Oh, look. Two of the members of Black Veil Brides now look like me. These two, don't they?
They all look like girls, which...
Especially this one. He really looks like me.
It's kind of ironic that they look like girls and we don't.
I know. I showed my sister and she was like,
well,
oh my god, they're
right
like
over
you.
Her head.
I'm ignoring. My sister was like, oh, they do look like you.
You ready?
I am ready.
Having sex with yourself.
I'm ready. I'm just uploading this to Twitter. No, I'm not, because I can't.
Why can't you? Because
I can't upload directly to our page, can I?
What? Of course you can on Twitter.
Yeah, do you not have both accounts on there?
No, I don't. How do I do that?
You just go to add account.
Where?
I'm
on Facebook right now.
Yeah, you're on Facebook right now.
Am I posting as horror lives?
I don't know. I'll let you do it off your PC.
What do I do? Email it to myself?
Oh, do you have rude pictures in there?
No! Maybe.
Those go up onto our page.
I was hacked.
Okay.
So, where do we start? Where do we go from here? Oh, anyone else hear the new Pink Floyd stuff?
No. I'm not like 100.
It's not very good.
I was never a big Pink Floyd girl.
No.
I like
Pink Floyd.
I like The Wall.
I like Money.
I like Money.
Too. Money!
That's off Dark Side of the Moon, you bitch.
I love Wish You Were Here. That's great. But no, everyone's going up in arms because it sounds like really crappy elevator music. Which it really does.
Oh, no.
It sounds like Pink Floyd.
But their last two or three albums were really shit.
Were they?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'm an old man.
Just a young one.
You never smoked a big ton of weed and then listened to Dark Side of the Moon?
I've never done that.
Really? You've never done that?
I've never gone high.
Oh, okay, well.
Ever? Didn't you do selfie with Rob?
Yeah, that's different.
No, it's not.
Totally legal.
Oh,
no, I didn't do it with him.
I don't think it's legal anymore.
I thought you did it with him.
Mm-mm.
They outlawed everything in head shops since then.
That was while I was in Swansea, when I was in college going through the experimental thing of a legal drug from a head shop that I tried like twice.
I didn't get high once in college, which is weird because me and all the friends I made in college smoked a lot of weed. We were creative, so what do you want? But
you're
yeah,
just sticking it to the man by not having
but
any
like,
drugs.
We were all having so much fun in college that we never bothered to go out and get stoned.
So that's the way I kind of was about drinking. Like, okay, my class drank a lot, but I had no want to drink at all. And like, I'd be having good fun without it, you know?
We were all just like, yeah, after lunch, let's go back to class and make something really fucking weird. And we were like, yeah, let's do it. You take that phone off the table because that showed up on the recording.
Oh, it
sure
did?
It did, sorry. I'm sure that is too.
It hasn't started yet, has it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we're 4 minutes
shit!
In.
It is.
Oh my god, I was talking such crap!
Hey! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul!
Swallow this.
It is. I'm pulling a blanket ban right now on Tippy Typing.
I am uploading a photo of us looking super hot. Okay.
No noise because there was quite a bit of noise from someone who I won't name but is Joey on the last podcast.
Jeez, that's like your name.
Seriously, the last podcast it was like you had like a pack of crisps or something next to it.
Did I?
or like a packet of something, and you at one point someone is talking and you just go. So
that was a good one though, with all the big ranting. I like a good rant. I feel like a big rant today.
I like a rant if it's a decent rant, not if it's a stupid rant.
We had a good rant though about Truth or Dare. I'm really pissed off about that still.
I know you are.
Truth or Dare, Richard.
Oh, Truth. Truth. Oh, sorry, he has to pick. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, because in the film, doesn't the guy kind of pick in the end?
Oh, okay.
The guy did
okay.
pick. I'm the guy.
If Truth. If I dared you to go see Truth or Dare again, would you?
No.
No.
Fuck no.
What a bad film. And I hate that she's on fucking covers of... Is it Scream magazine she's on the cover of?
It's not Scream. Scream has a man.
Well, no, she's not on the cover, but she's mentioned on the cover as a Scream queen.
Oh, that probably could be Scream.
Yeah.
Like that.
Where does this kind of... Why don't I start going around saying, like, you know, renowned award-winning filmmaker? Like, I mean, I've got fucking...
Will we follow her on Twitter and then maybe she'll listen and hear us?
No, she won't.
Tearing her.
I fucking sent her a nice, polite message saying, oh, I see you're going to be at Pride Fest. Maybe I'll get to meet you. Good luck with the film. And she never did anything.
You're such a fanboy. Why would you do that?
Because I thought I actually knew her from America. But, like, she's just some fucking, you know, media whore trying to get her shit out there. Like, I mean, I'm one part I can understand.
She'll hear you say that, what you just said about following her. And she'll be like, oh, this girl's sad. So.
Mm. Nah, everything about her is awful.
Though. I hate her.
Well, no, like, I mean, I'm not going to say about her, but her film...
No, I'm talking about Joey.
Yeah, we all feel that about Joey.
Whatever.
We'd be like...
I wore my jeans, okay?
Yeah, so did I.
I took care of my kids.
Supposed to? I was at work all day. This is a Saturday. Fuck all of you.
We're having a late night one. We have to tell them that it's spooky and it's late at night. It's like midnight.
Because it's late night with news words, like, fuck.
It's like midnight. Midnight movie marathon.
I can't.
Richard, what movie were you watching today? Did you...
I was watching Darkness Falls.
We didn't
today.
Do a fucking intro yet.
Oh, sorry.
Intro!
You idiot. Hello.
Oh, get the theme from Rob Zombie's Halloween and play that. Yeah.
Do we have the rights for that? Do we have to pay for
Rob that? Zombie won't mind!
Did
hey, Rob Zombie, do you mind?
Did you use the song? I find nothing wrong.
Yeah, there we go.
With that.
Your Rob Zombie impression is my favorite impression that you do. It's so spot on. Rob Zombie.
So, Peter, what have you been up to this week?
I went to work. I was sick.
Didn't know you were sick.
I didn't draw anything for a while. I spent all last weekend being like, I need to draw. I need to draw because it was my stupid fucking birthday. What?
Talk about that awesome present you got.
Joey got me this little rubber Damien Sandow.
That's not all I got him.
You see him? He's in this weird pirouette kind of.
He feels weird. Feel him.
Yeah, he's like really.
Oh, he's all rubbery.
Yeah, he's really rubbery.
He's not hard like The Rock.
Is The Rock hard?
The Rock is hard. He's hard like a rock.
That's my special edition San Diego Comic-Con 2012 The Rock.
He used to live in the fridge.
That Mega 64 sent us.
Thanks, Mega 64. Shout out to Mega 64.
I don't know, a t-shirt or something when you...
Yeah, which they're both doing ballet moves.
They're real cool about that. They'll, like, if you order a bunch of stuff, they'll just, like, one time they sent you a lot of pogs.
Yeah, all of Rocco's pogs.
They sent her a bunch of Power Rangers pogs and stuff. But
I love you, Rocco.
Yeah, so, and the other one she got me was Alberto Del Rio.
They fight over a coffee cup.
Yeah, they fight over this coffee.
Of course.
Alberto Del Rio actually looks like Randy Orton without his tattoos.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Alberto Del Rio does not work for the company anymore. So.
Doesn't. That's not the main present I got you.
She also got me. I don't have my keys, but she got me
Emmett
from the Lego movie, a keychainy with a big, you know those Lego keychains with like the feet are
LED
torches.
Lights, yeah.
So it was a pretty good birthday. What?
That's not your real present.
Do you want to tell it or will I?
No, you tell. Well, unless you know, it was shit.
You know the whole story.
There's no story.
There's no story?
Nope.
There's a story. But I like Lego because I'm a child. I played with lots of it as a kid and I didn't have a lot.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I don't think that's something people know about me, I did not have a lot of Lego. Everyone I know had like sets, they had the castles, they had spaceships.
Your friends must have been rich. Were they Protestant?
Well, she was.
No one's going to get that. They're going to think you're just some big racist.
Yeah, someone's
I'm not being racist about Protestants.
She's making a reference to a friend of hers being really...
Not a friend.
Being really racist.
Some fucking bigot.
That's not her being... Well, maybe it is.
Is the velvet green, but it's still? Usually the greens are the sparkling.
That's very nice to mention in the middle of our podcast while we record. Volvic. Sponsor us.
we just get a load of water.
I get my Volvic from the tap.
I had just like a shit ton of basic, and like it all came from like Oxfam and shit, so it would every once in a while have a bit of a kit like snuck in, like some kid had like broken their spaceship and throw it. Her mom was like, I'm showing his house. So the stuff I never got to build cool stuff like this. But about 2, maybe 3 years ago, Lego did this really cool range called, is it Monster Hunters?
Monster Fighters.
I'm looking at the box. And, it was old Universal
Monsters.
So like, it was Dracula, it was Dracula's wife, Wolfman, Mrs. Dracula. Sorry, yes. There's like a Wolfman. There's ghosts. They redid the old Lego ghosts. I don't know if there are any there.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They have like C on the back. Now they have like that whole C.
Yeah, they don't have the pointy bit.
The old ones didn't, which I know is a really nerdy thing to talk about. But are you trying to take it apart?
Not anymore.
There's the creature from Black Lagoon, a wolfman, Frankenstein's monster, zombies, all sorts of cool spooky shit.
Why isn't it opening? Oh, it opens the other way.
You're making a lot of noise now.
Look, Richard, it opens. See?
There's a mummy.
Yeah.
Joy, watch out for
Oh, there's a mummy too, but that's actually my mini.
It's the blind bag.
I put a lot in there because I already have a bunch of horror ones.
And the most terrifying of all.
Ned Flanders. Who I put in the doorway of this. So yeah, like they did cool stuff. There's like a. They did like a drag racer, a hearse and stuff.
Mhm.
Just like in the monsters, there's like a haunted castle. There's like a creepy lab. There's all the good guys who have their own vehicles and stuff, and they're all like Victorian gents, and like they're all like, oh, we're investigating, rah.
like Jack the Ripper.
No, not like Jack the
Ripper. It is like Jack the Ripper, though.
But the coolest thing, and one of the ones I really, really, really wanted from this set was they have a haunted house, which it looks... I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to paint a word picture for you listeners and viewers of this show. It looks pretty much just like the Addams Family house.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine that house, that's pretty much what this looks like. It opens up like a doll house. It has like... there's like a trapdoor up into the attic. There's like pillars on the porch outside that are zombie heads. All the windows are like broken and boarded up, and so it's a so whoever designed this put a shit ton of detail into it, and like must have had like so much fun
mm-hmm.
putting this together. There's so much cool. There's like skulls and jars.
It's so much fun to build. I did the windows.
Joey did all the windows.
It's true. I did the windows.
She did the windows.
While we listened to Superior Podcast.
We were listening to podcasts. We just sat down there when I got home from work last weekend. All night. And just
we did it all night, yo. All night.
Played with Lego.
So it actually, they stopped making this like really, really soon after.
It sold out pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
And every time I've been to America, because I go to America every year for a punk festival. Ironically, no, not really. But every time
you're trying to pick up a reference to my hipster's comment.
Oh yeah, because Richard says that.
Failed miserably.
Richard's like, punks are just hipsters, and I'm like, but they're not. And he's
no. It's the other way. Hipster is punk.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, who cares? I'm not defending punks. I don't care. But every year when I go over, we always go to the Lego store. We always try and get it, and it's impossible to get, and they just will not ship it over here because it's so heavy. So my friend Mark, who I write for Gorilla Press about wrestling, because he lets me write whatever I want, including about Dean Ambrose's pants coming down a little. he helped me out. He knows like a load of toy dealers. We were calling like Smith's and the Lego store in Newcastle and the Lego store in London and the Lego store in fucking Berlin. And I spoke to like a million different people, and eventually we found this guy who put the whole thing together for me. And this poor girl had to ship it to me, like I said. But it was totally worth it, even though Peter guessed what it was, so there was no surprise.
I guessed what it was.
How did you know?
I just guessed.
Because he's a dick.
What happens if it wasn't that? That would have been so disappointing.
I guess.
That would have been the worst birthday ever.
But then I think, did you actually think I was going to get it?
I'm an intuitive person.
Also, I pick I'm up a shitty on liar.
Did you know what I got in you?
No. No.
Tell them Richard, what Richard got you. Richard got you something cool.
I was about to say, Richard got me Toxic Avenger on Blu-ray. Are there any extras?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the new special edition, so there should be a shitload of stuff.
It's like the 20th anniversary, isn't it?
Probably. No, there's commentaries, and there's like 30. A different version of it.
Because they did the shirt for Fright Rags that I got.
1984, Jim.
Yeah. Love that movie.
Yeah, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you like all the boobies?
Well, yeah, you get to watch it again, this time in high definition. That film's not going to look good in high definition.
No. Anyway, that house is so cool, and we're almost done building it. Yay! Yeah, and Mark has more stuff to go with it than he's posting over.
I'm
never going to fucking post it, stupid Mark.
I told Molly from Chucklefish about it.
Oh, his woman.
No, you said you're okay with
her. I'm just kidding.
Molly, you don't... I know you're listening to this.
Does Molly listen? Yay, Molly!
No.
Oh, boo, Molly.
I was doing a bit.
Oh, you're doing the bit that they... Okay.
Yeah. No, but, like, she was like, oh, yeah, we bought one of those, like, 2 months ago.
They did?
In their office, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There was, like, they didn't go to a big place. It was, like, just some little place that just still had one.
Bastard.
Like a small toy store.
I'd say you could get lucky and find it.
There's this one UFO I've always wanted since I was a kid. Barry had one.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the UFO range, and it's like the ship has this big circular thing up the front.
Are you taking notes for Christmas?
No. But like the wings have like this X-wing thing going on in the back.
Yeah.
I loved it. I absolutely loved that ship. But Toy Master and Bray had it in the back for ages. And I was a kid. I was a shitty little kid. It was 50 pounds.
Oh, shit.
I was like... And I never did. It turned into an off license.
But it's nice that now you can go into Smith's with your birthday money and get the Guardians of the Galaxy spaceship.
Yeah, I bought things shipped from Guardians. Did you ever see that?
No.
You never saw Guardians?
Oh no, the film. Yeah.
I was thinking like what?
Yeah, there's his ship is.
I don't know. One of my friends got a load of Guardians of the Galaxy T-shirts and showed me them. Obviously, because I'm such a man. So,
do any of them have Gamora on it?
I don't think so. I don't remember where he got them.
Oh, is this the big controversy that she's been left out of all that?
I don't believe that, though. I've seen her on stuff.
Well, they kept her in the Lego.
Yay!
But that's Lego. They'll do that.
But the funny thing, the funny thing about me getting all this birthday stuff for Peter and being broke all month is that when I finally got paid, I started making all these purchases. And next thing, the bank called me in a panic because they thought my card had been stolen. And they had to, because I was making so many, and I wasn't spending a whole lot of money,
But like you paid rent, you sent me money,
I sent Peter money that I owed him, and the stuff that I got you from Smith's on the day your birthday went through as well. But they called me up to say, like, did you make this purchase? And I had to go through all the purchases, and it was like, Smith's Toy Superstore, is that you? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, WWEshop.com, is that you? And I'm like... Yes.
We think your car's been stolen by a 14-year-old boy.
Pretty much. And then they were like, you seem to have bought some DVDs on Amazon. All horror, is that you? I'm like, yes. And then I told you I bought some stuff from this site called Dolls Kill, and they thought it was like a porn site or something. I was like, no, it's clothes.
It's gothy clothes.
I'm like, I'm still a woman.
I had problems with the bank too this week as well, because my card broke.
Oh,
shit.
So I need to give them a call. I tried again. I wanted to leave it for a day because...
You have cash now, though, don't you?
I got paid. But AIB, sometimes their computers break and certain things happen. But now it's still broke, so I'm like, fuck. So I was real hungry this week.
Oh, fuck.
We just ate a lot of Chinese food, so...
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Stop fucking typing.
Stop typing!
Next time you do it, I'm just going to pinch you real hard.
Okay, I was
violence against women on this podcast.
I was just checking my stats for a piece I wrote about.
Yeah, well, you
that does not help
you
your
can
cause.
Inflate your ego later. I got a game out in the last since the last podcast.
Did you?
Yeah, I got someone on Rock Paper Shotgun wrote about it.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Sniffing my bottle.
What's wrong with your bottle?
Not a euphemism. It smells weird.
Everything fucking smells. Now,
how long have you had the bottle?
Not that long.
Astute listeners to this podcast
since
will know about Joey and her being like, this smells weird. Because you remember the smelly eyes?
I remember the smelly eyes. That did smell. What? It did. It smelled. And I used some today and it smelled again. It smelled weird.
So are you going to go out and buy us a new fucking ice tray then?
Why do you think it's weird?
Do you want to go buy a new ice tray?
I think we should buy a bath mat first because we don't have a bath mat. I really want a bath mat.
Well, see,
have you gone to IKEA yet to get yourself a frame?
Well, that last one was mine too.
I was going to be like, bring me.
So you go buy that. Go into Tesco. They have the
bath mat?
They have the housewares.
I don't think they have bath mats.
That's where I got our mop.
Ooh.
And several Oliver bowls.
Duns do things like that.
And Oliver cups.
Yeah, I've gone to Duns.
Duns is far away.
How far away is that?
What, the one on the main street?
Yeah.
The one on the main street is
If I'm going to the main street, it's to go to fucking Smith's, or to see Peter, or to go for barbecue.
Smith's isn't on the main street.
It kind of is.
The Duns on Main Street is
No, you got lost. I'm not going to listen to you on this one.
It's a cloud Duns, not a...
I know, but they would have some high squares, wouldn't they? No.
Don't know. Who cares?
No, they don't even have upstairs with all the knickers anymore.
It's men's clothes now, isn't it?
Knickers.
Knickers.
Do you still need socks? I was going to get you socks for your birthday.
Fuck.
We hit the bottom.
It's
of the
all right.
Here.
I'll go to. I'd work right next to Dunn's.
Then why haven't you gone yet?
Because I'm a busy fucking.
I need socks too. So get me some.
Okay, moving on from socks.
No. Look, I know you. You just nicked my fucking socks. Like you nicked all my socks and hangers.
It's winter time, nearly.
Which is why you needed my hangers.
That's true.
So tell me about your game.
Yes.
Yeah, I made this like little Tamagotchi life sim game.
So thing. Cool.
Where you just have to keep your little guy from getting too upset and sad. You have to look after their needs.
Is it a depression game like Zoe Quinn made?
You know, I was trying to keep that a fucking secret.
What?
The depression part of that game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess it's fucking out now.
Just edit it!
I guess you just ruined the surprise. That's been out for 2 weeks, who cares?
Oh, for fuck's sake! You're so mean to me!
So every hour in that game... You have a 20% chance of falling into a deep depression. It makes all of your stats drain quicker. And I didn't document it or anything.
That sounds lovely.
I didn't tell anyone when they were playing it.
The suicide upgrade is really fun.
I didn't put anything like that in there. It's just like all your stats drain in the end and you get this screen of like... It's like a spotlight on your... whether you chose a guy or a girl. Just like on their knees like... like looking really upset.
Tell them about the bum in the shower.
The bum in... Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I actually... You were supposed to be able to go to the toilet in the game. But I had no idea how to tastefully do that. Because I didn't want to just put a big black bar somewhere. I didn't want to make it all pixely like The Sims. So I just left it out so you can't go to the toilet.
But you can shower.
You can shower and it shows your bum.
Just wiggling.
It's just your bum wiggling.
So it was easier to do a shower than it was to have someone sit down on a toilet.
Yeah. But yeah, that got... That someone wrote about it on Rock Paper Shotgun.
Oh, which is so cool.
And I got, I don't know, people actually paid for it. Which I wasn't asking for any money for it. It was a completely optional donation, which I was like... Whenever I do things like that, I put like... shirts up on Redbubble and stuff. I'm like, if you want it, I don't, like, it's there. That's, like, my whole attitude towards the whole thing. It's just, like, I made it, so I'll put it somewhere in case you might like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I made that for Ruin Jam, which was about ruining games. So it was all about making, like, crappy non-games that 12-year-old boys playing Call of Duty would get really angry about.
Is this the game that had like the pretty much the space in this apartment of the thing walking through it that you showed me last time I was here?
Yep.
That's right.
What that turned into.
It's super cute.
I'm gonna have to try that out.
So like, yeah, I got a ton of downloads, like over 300 downloads.
Wow, that's good.
And a couple of thousand views. And you get to see, I put it up on is it, I can't pronounce the name of the site, it's like itch.io or itch.io or whatever, which is a nice place that just hosts people's games. They don't take cuts out of the profits, anything like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is, I don't
know. I love finding places like that.
Me too. I don't know how they make any fucking money, but probably they're great.
Advertising, yeah, I was going to say advertising.
I'm
just checking how many views your sprites have.
It's a really, really, really great.
Your sprites have 669 views.
69.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some people sent me some money, which is nice. I bought some games.
It's awesome.
Because it was just in my... Actually, like, at one point, someone bought the game, and it immediately went out to the thing that I'm using to get American Netflix. I was like, no, I want to spend that. So, yeah, you get this, it shows you, like, where all your referrals come from, too,
mm-hmm.
which is really fucking handy. So I was like, that's how I found out the guy wrote about it. Like, no one sent anything to me. It was like, hey, yeah, I wrote this about you. It was just like, oh, I was like, why are my views so high?
Yeah.
Oh shit, like 500 people from this one website came and looked at the game, so
awesome.
That was cool. Let's see, since then I've done art for a friend's game that doesn't have a name yet.
The game with no name.
It's like a game where you play as a goblin. Well, he specified a non-white protagonist, and I'd already made him all white and all of his clothes brown. So I went, shit, okay, he's a goblin now, make him green. But it's about, like, this little goblin guy going through a very linear dungeon, dodging traps. It's like a timing-based thing
uh-huh.
as you go up through it, so you have to be careful of all the...
Is that a hopper?
I don't know. So, yeah, that's that game. That's what I did. So...
I read, like, loads about wrestling stuff this week. It was a really busy week for wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had Night of Champions on Sunday.
That's
then
true.
We had Raw, and then we had Devitt's debut on NXT taping. That's due to... It's not due to broadcast until November 6th. So it's like, okay.
But, yeah, they tape it.
But
they tape, like, the entire month's shows at once.
One go, yeah.
But it was a really, really busy week, and our views are, like, way up, so that's great. But I have to get back into Fright Fest stuff now. And you're nearly done with all the videos as well.
Well,
so
I mean, there's
cool.
Literally the only videos left to put together are the director and producer, which is going to be three different videos, I'd say. But, like,
cool.
Have you checked out any of them yet?
I haven't, because
no,
I've been at work.
No, you haven't.
I will do today.
But they're
tomorrow.
All there. They're all ready to be released anyway, apart from like, those three. Like I said, you didn't understand that, like, you thought that when I said that, oh, yeah, I've gone through most of them, that like, then
they
I have
were
to spend,
done.
Like, it only takes, like, you know, it takes whatever's put them together, then it takes, like, 15 or 20 minutes to export them. Then it takes about another 5-10 minutes to convert. And then you have to, like, add in the other steps of uploading. So it's just all the small videos I'm taking ages because they're just quantities.
Yeah, Joey did something like that with me this weekend.
Did I?
Yeah, well, I added the podcast in Premiere
mm-hmm.
because timelines. Mm-hmm. I like the timeline. And that's just how I learned how to edit things. So I'm like, oh, I'll edit it with no video and export to the audio.
That's handy.
And I've had a copy of it forever.
Okay.
Since college. And yeah, it broke for me. This.
So why are you taking
my
a shot at me?
My encore broke recently.
Oh, because Joey put up this big thing about, like, Peter's working on it right now. I'm like, it's not. It'll be up later. I'm like, I don't know if it'll be up later. It might not be, guys.
You were like, oh, that's so presumptuous of you.
It was the exact second I found out everything was broken.
Well, how was I supposed to fucking know?
And then maybe you don't be so presumptuous.
I'm not being presumptuous. I'm just keeping people up to date on what we're doing.
We're doing it.
Seeing as neither you two update the social media at all.
That's because you seem to love doing it.
Oh,
you're stepping on your toes.
I'm sorry. I fucking edit this.
Okay.
Do you want it?
Nope.
Do you know how to?
Nope. I mean, I've done that kind of stuff in college, but... Richard, tell us what you were doing.
So, like, last time we were talking was when we were at the Underground Cinema Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Oh, no, that didn't go in.
That did.
No.
Yeah, it did. I listened to it.
Damn. Okay.
See, I do listen.
I did, too.
I was curious to hear if the phone sounded any good. And then it's like, whoa, that sounds better than everything else.
Yeah, he said to me, we were walking home, and he was like, oh, listen to this and just see what you think. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Joey was like, what did I say?
Because I thought I said something stupid as usual.
Then it turned out you did. No.
Yeah, that was a weird festival because it was really good fun and stuff, but there was very few people there.
Yeah, it was very, very badly attended.
I was kind of vaguely mentioning this to you. That, like, I mean, I was really downhearted about the lack of people there. I mean, we didn't have many people at Sodium Party screening, but that was kind of across the board. The opening film had 60 people be there.
Right.
Which, for the opening film, that should be shit, should be sold out, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And the final film, I think, had 15 people.
Eek.
Which is awful, because I thought that was its premiere, although maybe not. Like, and an awful lot of people were there just to sort of stand around at the awards or to meet and, or not meet and greet, but to schmooze about, and
ugh.
It was a bit weird. Like, I mean, me and Michael had a good time, and I'll be honest, I did do my share of schmoozing or whatever with people, but
because you have to, not because you want to.
Yeah, but like, I mean, but genuinely, I enjoyed chatting to some people, and like, I knew people through other people. Like, a lot of people knew Slaney, so it was easy to chat to them that way.
Okay.
But like, it was very weird. You always hear people complaining about the film board and the Irish film industry, and then you go to a thing like this that's been well, that was well promoted,
yeah,
and it was actually quite well run, I thought, and the films were whatever standard that they are, the Irish standard. Yeah. And there was very few people there from who would normally criticise the Irish film industry. I was actually kind of getting annoyed about this, and I was thinking of, like, I'm angry, what can I do? I'll use words, written words. And just, but then the next day, I think it was the next day, that your man who directed Calvary.
Oh yeah, postage.
He had an interview with the Associated Press that pretty much said he didn't consider Calvary an Irish film. He considered it an international film.
Did you see Calvary?
Wasn't it shot in Bray?
Not Bray.
It was definitely shot in Ireland with Irish cast and Irish money and stuff. But his point was, I think his point was misconstrued. Essentially, he was saying that Irish films aren't seen as something that people want to see around the world or even in Ireland. Irish people don't go seeing Irish films.
I think he was also making the point that a lot of Irish films are quite downcast as well. Like, they're often very pessimistic, and I totally agree with him. But even Calvary is, 100%. Yeah.
I don't know, people go see Irish comedies a lot, though.
Do we have many comedies anymore?
Well, not really.
Well,
I mean,
there's The Guard.
That was shit.
As well.
There's
fucking
Bruges.
In Bruges was huge. In Bruges was his brother.
It's his brother,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Spin the Bottle.
That was good.
Mrs. Brown's.
But you're talking
Mrs. Brown's Boys does a shit ton of.
That's a British production.
That's more British than Irish.
British production.
What?
Yeah, it is. It's sad. Because they didn't want it over here. Irish people aren't into Mrs. Brown's Boys, they find it offensive, they took it to the BBC and they fucking loved it, he's a millionaire.
But you're talking about maybe one film a year that's kind of anyway successful in
Ireland. I can't even think of one.
And, like, the problem for me is that all these people kind of complaining about this, they don't go to the cinema to see these films. These films don't get into cinema because these people aren't there supporting them.
Yep.
I mean, I'm on my Facebook feed, I've got plenty of these people who are always about, woo, Irish film industry, and yes, I'm so proud, and oh yes, we're all hard workers, etc., etc., but, like, and, you know, they're all happy to stand up and kind of rally against, I can't even remember his name, the guy who directed Calvary. But
I think it's John Michael McDonough.
That sounds right. But at the same time, you know, these are the people who aren't going to these festivals. They aren't going out supporting filmmakers. They aren't, a lot of people are just sitting around ready, waiting for people to give them money to make their grand opus. I mean, like, I'm not going on to my third feature film at this point, and I don't have...
It is John Michael McDonough.
I don't have any finances behind it from the Irish film industry, you know, or from the film board or anything like that. But I mean, that's the reality of it. People who get stuff made aren't always people who are getting the money. And like, a lot of people who get the money, you know, they might have... There was a recent article that was very interesting that was about a lot of the funding went to people who were, you know, friends of people in the film board or ex-film board members and stuff
like that. I saw that.
And, I mean, it was interesting. And at the same time, it was also...
It's pretty Irish to me.
Yeah,
me
it's
too.
Also exactly
very
like,
Irish.
Yeah, we all know this already. But...
But that's how jobs work in Ireland across the board.
Yeah, it's a very Irish thing.
You would get a job because you heard someone or because you know someone.
I've always said that I consider Ireland, I mean, I know it's hard for us to think of it when we're here, but on the international scale, you might as well be Lithuania.
Yes.
The only advantage we have is we speak English. You know?
Totally, 100% agree with you. Like, even
you were
saying...
Well, there's a lovely sense of humour too.
But even you were saying about writing, and you were like, God forbid you'd want to fucking be a writer here.
Yeah.
Because you'd be fucked. And that's not any disrespect to my friends who write for Metro Herald and write for The Independent, and fair play to them. But if you want to be, you know, a film critic, fucking forget it. Only film critics we have are Paul Whitington of The Independent, Donald Clark and Tara Brady of The Times, and they're not fucking going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, very difficult.
You can be an artist.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. You can be an artist or a poet. If you're doing, like, really floofy, floofy stuff.
I used to write poetry. I haven't in ages. I used to write poetry whenever my depression would flare up.
That's the same. It was all shit.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in the cage.
Yeah,
man,
that was
so deep.
That was one of my best ones.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, yeah. They've released a new video for that for no apparent reason.
Really?
What? Yeah, Shining Pool, yeah.
But Dave's dead.
I don't know.
It's a new video. They got him back up.
Woohoo!
He's lost a bit of weight.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's. They're just like, let the bodies hit the... Whoa.
It's a little bit more literal.
They didn't even get to a second album with that guy.
That's really sad. Because the first album's not bad. Like, it's not great.
I still listen to that album. I really like it.
I've gotten really into Static X recently.
I love Static X.
Oh, yeah. That's another band that's not around.
I saw them when that pervert was still with them.
The pervert?
Yeah, oh, Trip, yeah.
Yeah, Trip. Trip.
It turns out that he'd been sleeping with girls. But he took one girl...
across the border or something, wasn't it?
Yeah,
to a different state.
To a different state. And
I still think the way he did it was really clever.
Why, what did he do?
He told them he was a Trip Eisen lookalike. Which I think is amazing.
It's like, nah, I just look like
I him. Totally do that.
Let's have sex.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
He ran a bit less profits there.
He didn't, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord.
Less said about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's just something that's been weighing on me a lot, is that kind of the Irish film industry thing, and then things like these people who
are getting... have no talent.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that. I mean, I genuinely think... No, I'm talking about... this is more to do with...
Richard said that?
This is more to do with the Truth or Dare stuff. Like, I mean, I'm sure your one Jessica Cameron has talent. I mean, she definitely has the drive. I'd say she could make a good movie, you know, or maybe she could work with people to help her make a good movie. But Truth or Dare is not a good movie, and I think everything about it is wrong. I don't think the fact that she goes out... She's a self-styled scream queen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really think that's bollocks, you know? I don't think... Actually, I hate seeing that title used across the board in general. The only time I like to see it is when people have affirmed it on people like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Or Daniel Harris.
Yeah, people who have been around for a long time, have a longevity, and deserve it. As opposed to someone who's been in a reality show about trying to be a horror actress, or... someone who's been in one or two horror films.
Is that what you did before?
No, I don't know what she did. She might.
They should get their fucking pronouns in check. Fucking side scum.
There was an MTV reality show that wanted to be a scream queen, but it was really, really good.
Scream queen.
No, that's the one. Yeah, but that's the people who got into one of the films, Saw films, wasn't it?
Yeah, but she was good.
I'm sure she was, but at the same time, like, you wouldn't go around saying, "Oh, this is a scream queen," you know?
Well, the person who was presenting it was Shawnee. Shawnee Smith from Saw, and I was like, how is she a fucking scream queen?
Well, she's been in all the Saw films now, so I mean, I can give her... But she's in, like, what, 6 or 7?
But come on, that's just one franchise.
I always thought that scream queens were, like...
She was also in Carnival of Souls.
Girls who were in, like, slashers.
Yeah, well, that makes more sense, because...
That was always...
But does that mean the Scout Taylor Compton's a scream queen, because she was in 2 Halloween movies, and she's going to be in a third?
There's a third?
Third one's coming out. It's been coming out for ages.
Well, she's in a couple of horror films across the board. I mean, I think, in my mind, what affirms it is someone who, you know, genre fans go like, oh, this is a good horror actress, someone who's in a lot of horror films.
Yeah.
Not someone who's in one horror film, or, I mean, I'll grant you, yeah, maybe not in one horror franchise either, and going, oh, she's in the Night of the Living Dead remake as well.
Like...
Sorry, Shawnee Smith, I think.
Like Linda Blair.
I think.
Would you say she...
I
don't know. I wouldn't call her a scream queen at all, because, I mean, she's in one of the biggest horror films ever.
She's probably a horror icon.
She's in the sequel,
But she hasn't been in anything else really notable for her.
Oh, no.
I know she was in Repossessed as well. Is that where you're going?
No. There was a movie she was in when she was older.
This was the fucking...
The revenge
porno
movie?
Was it?
No, it's not a porno. Although she has done porn. Have you seen any... Have you seen older Linda Blair in the 80s?
No.
She...
Was it thing? Oh.
Wasn't she, she's like fucking, she's in Savage Streets.
Okay.
Which, if, I'm gonna let you use your computer to look up the DVD cover. Look up the DVD cover there.
Oh, okay.
Look up Savage Streets. Just go look at it. And people at home, look up Savage Streets, not you, Cal.
If it's got boobies, he's gonna look it up. Yeah, he's definitely going to look that up. Callie, you should look this up.
Savage Street, starring Linda Blair's tits. Look at those tits.
Are those her real tits?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Wow.
Why did you put up a photo with my eyes closed?
It was the only good one!
Yeah, like, that movie's about some people raping her friend, and she goes out and kills them all with a crossbow and stuff.
Amazing!
It involves the line, too bad you're not double-jointed, or else you'd be able to bend over and kiss your ass goodbye.
Oh, Lord.
Brilliant. Thanks, Linda Blair.
Would you call the Soska sisters scream queens?
Nope.
Yeah, nor would I.
Well, I thought they only make cameos.
They're certainly horror like personalities, but that's different. I mean, maybe if they're around for a few more years and kind of don't jump ship from it and stuff like that. Or, I mean, like, David Cronenberg is respected for horror. But he's moved away from it. But at the same time, he always has that air about him still.
I always think of David Cronenberg and horror.
Yeah.
No, just because the Saskas came up recently when I was chatting with my friends about, I think we were actually talking about Jessica Cameron, and they were saying that back in the day, the Saska sisters were like, we're never going to like get our tits out and dress sexy to get attention. And they ended up doing that when they weren't getting enough attention. It's so sad.
I mean, I understand they want to do it. And also, I mean, I think that, you know, if a woman can do that kind of thing to get certain attention.
It's not empowering, though. I don't think it's empowering at all.
My bigger problem is that the way she made a film that is insulting the horror fans.
I agree.
And I think that she's portraying herself as a scream queen, which is insulting to horror fans again, because she's not.
But when we...
I mean, she's barely even an actress. I mean, she has plenty of IMDb credits, but we don't know any of her stuff.
When we interviewed Micah Monroe, and she said she was a horror fan, and she went on to tell us about all the films that she had watched as a kid. Sorry, Micah Monroe starred The Guest.
Yeah.
She... Stop that! Stop that!
Stop that, Susan.
He's jerking off.
And I believe...
not me.
I believed her. I believe that she is a horror fan. Let
me just clarify. That was a toy. That wasn't me.
Right. It's like in The Green Inferno.
Hand check.
Remember in The Green Inferno? Oh my god.
What?
This guy just starts wanking in the corner. Good. They're stuck in a cage and they're going to be eaten by cannibals and he just starts having a wank.
What?
Yeah. That's the kind of film it is.
It's funny.
Anyway, it was kind of funny. But... like, with her, I believed it, but she wasn't necessarily... she didn't look like a horror fan.
Yeah.
She wasn't going around screaming, I love horror. But when we asked her, she was able to answer the question. Now, of course, it's probably rehearsed, because she knows she's going to Fright Fest and people are going to ask. But Jessica Cameron, it was like, I love horror. Horror is so great. But I didn't believe it. Not for a second.
Are you accusing her of being a fake horror girl, Joey?
But there... I'm sorry,
I think what we're missing is that every time she'd say that kind of thing, she'd go... there was a little whisper she put at the end that we just always kind of miss. Like, horror's so great for my career.
Yeah, exactly. You know, horror's easy.
You can see her jumping ship. I mean, she probably would have been better off doing some sort of comedy or something like that. I mean, again, I don't think the film is technically competent either. It was well acted. If they had a better plot, you know, maybe it would have been a film you kind of go like, oh, I can get behind this because, you know, this person's made a decent film. Instead, we're seeing shit. This is why it's actually angered me, is because it's being programmed for Dublin's Horrorthon.
Yeah.
And
for Grimfest as well.
And, I mean, again, I have no problem for it being programmed. You know, I mean, independent filmmakers have to get their shit out there.
Of course.
But sorry, I just love that name. It's just...
Grimfest.
It's like the most negative sounding thing ever.
Yeah.
Grim with two M's.
I like Grim Story Tale. Okay.
Mm.
I take massive exception to this kind of weird thing, saying this hugely successful, very well received film that's going to turn your stomach and all. I mean, the effects weren't great in it either. And it's all being sold because she's obviously very... her and pushy. I don't know who her people are, but I wouldn't be shocked if she had PR people helping push it as well.
I don't know. I still have the sick bag on my desk and it looks like shit. It was literally somebody wrote on it with a Sharpie.
Yeah, I got rid of it. I didn't take it out of the cinema because fuck that film.
I like it. I like keeping it. No, the problem I have with her is the same problem I have with horror, with people who want to write about horror. People think horror is easier to get into than general film.
Yeah.
It isn't. Horror is actually really, really, really fucking difficult to get into because fans can spot a mile away when you're fucking faking it. Like, I don't even think I know. I still learn new stuff every day. I'm still watching a lot of stuff. I'm still reading a lot of stuff. I can now spot when somebody, like somebody who writes for UK Horror Scene, the lads were saying, yeah, why is his taste so fucking mainstream? It's like, because he's not actually into horror.
Yeah.
If you're into horror, you don't have to force yourself to, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And she was forcing it. And her film was fucking blatantly saying, I don't have a fucking clue and I like it and deal with it.
But I like it.
It's very bizarre. I mean, I've never thought much of the Dublin Horrorthon thing because I've never been to it.
I've been a few times.
But seeing this film put up on the line, and I wonder if I can find quickly without interrupting my train of talk.
Well, didn't we say last year that it was all the shit films from Fright Fest, apart from Hatchet 3?
Mm.
Hatchet 3 was the only one that we actually enjoyed that also showed at Horrorthon. Everything else was the crap that we were like, not watching that, or stuff that we had seen and hated.
Well,
and we were very lucky this year. We liked pretty much everything we saw.
Apart from The Last Day.
Apart from The Last Day.
You have to pay
for Horrorthon.
No, if you were organizing your own film fest,
Oh, I know.
Which way does the money flow? Does it come out from you or does it come into you?
Actually, this is very interesting, because I was telling Joey about this. Sodium Party has this festival in Greece.
Oh yeah.
Coming up, which is great, and I actually thought it had gone already. I had no kind of second thoughts about it. At the same time, it was associated with this festival in Cyprus. The Cypress one needed a DCP, which is
showing zombievers. Yeah.
I've got the thing here, but I'll go back to that in a sec.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
But
sorry, the Cypress one.
So they needed DCP, which is a hard drive, which costs a lot to get done. But they didn't need English subtitles, or they didn't need subtitles put on it. So that's fine. We have a DCP anyway. Whereas the Greek festival required a Blu-ray with Greek subtitles, which we went and got done up, and we sent them off. And again, DCP for Cyprus, the Blu-ray for Greece. Got an email the other day from Greece saying, "Oh, does your DCP have Greek subtitles on it?" I was like, "Well, no, no one asked for them." And I sent you an email kind of specifically making sure that that was the case, and which was fine. We were told that we had two screenings, and then that email came along saying, "Does your DCP have Greek subtitles?" It's like, well, no. You know, I mean, because that would cost us another $1,500 at least to get done up. Because a DCP costs at least $1,000 to get made. Subtitles would cost God knows how to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you're talking about $1,500 for this festival who we didn't... I don't think we paid to enter.
Richard.
Yeah.
What's a DCP?
It's a digital cinema package. It's a hard drive that you project a film off of.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And that's how much it costs, at least.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that might be just a cinema thing. To try and prevent piracy. I don't think there's any difference between that and a Blu-ray, to be honest. But,
okay, that's interesting.
Maybe for IMAX. That's definitely for IMAX.
But, learning stuff here where you're listening to Horror Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen, like, Sodium Party, I think, looks better off its Blu-ray than it does its DCP. Wasn't it? Yeah. But so
we saw it off, I think, a VLC file, so...
oh, Jesus, yeah. Actually, yeah, this is at Underground. I saw another film later on called How to Be Happy. Halfway through... had the laptop they had plugged in playing it started losing battery.
Oh my god.
And we just sat there watching it, and they went off and got someone, and it went off, and then we were like watching the countdown of the projector going off 5 minutes, and the projector went off, then it got back on, and then it took another 5 minutes and went off.
Was it a good film though?
There was like four or five people there from Hearthon trying to plug in a charger, like,
oh my god.
And was it a good film though?
I didn't think so.
Was it in the same room that Sodium Party played in? Because so that room had a busted speaker.
Did yeah.
I don't know if you heard it.
I couldn't hear much, but...
there was just one speaker in there just was twice as loud as the rest of the speakers and
someone
kept
was
breaking.
Saying that to me. I think they might have fixed that for later on, because a few people said that to me.
So, like, there was noise... there was sound coming out of the others, but this one was just...
really?
Yeah, it's fine. We like, you could... it was still decipherable.
Yeah.
But it was just every once in a while it would be like, and you're like, ah, my ears.
Oh. But anyway, yeah, so that film festival, so we told them our DCP didn't have Greek subtitles because no one asked for them and it costs an awful lot. And this is a free festival. So what happens, to answer your question, is most festivals nowadays, you give your film in, they screen it, they get the money from the festival or whatever, that's kind of it.
Right.
Some of them will put you up, like Newport in America put us up for the O'Briens. Some of them will help you with your accommodation costs, which Idlewild did for the O'Briens.
Right.
Some of them won't do anything, which is what Indie Cork did for Sodium Party. So we went down and paid for all that ourselves.
Jesus.
But they will let you guys be like, hey, we made this.
Yeah, so you can be there, you're part of it, you can do an intro or whatever.
That's fair enough.
Which is nice. I mean, yeah, you kind of go, okay, that's kind of all right. It used to be a lot more that there would be a profit-sharing thing where you'd be 50-50 with the distributor, or you charge a fee. Some bigger films probably do charge a fee to be projected. Although I'd say
Sin City or something.
Some of them might do. Actually, I think some of the Fright Fest ones might have paid to be there as advertising, as opposed to getting the money from. But because that's why I was thought, like last year at RIPD, I don't think that was paid to be there. I don't think Fright Fest paid to have that on or whatever we're given. No. I think someone paid to go put our film on.
Barely anyone on the entire planet paid to watch RIPD.
We liked it.
It was all right. It was very Men in Blacky.
Yeah.
I keep bringing that up, but it was the second biggest box office flop in history. The first being Lone Ranger.
Anyway.
So that's the deal with like DCBs and stuff. So festivals, they do... they get money, and the weird thing with that Greek festival, or both those festivals, the Cyprus one was nice. The Greek one, however, well, there was on the thing, they said, we don't charge you to show your film. Because some festivals do charge you, which is a festival that's actually a scam.
Right.
There's literally hundreds or thousands of festivals out there, and a lot of them are scams. That say, you know, we'll put your film on, and you have to sell X amount of tickets, or
we'll
put your film, oh, you've been accepted, you just need to pay this entry fee for us so we can put it on. It's like, so if I don't pay, what happens? We don't put you on.
that's how I wouldn't have been on.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an awful lot of stuff behind film festivals that's really horrible. But, I mean, like, again, I thought the Underground one was quite nice. I told you that Fright Fest is, in my mind, kind of a very well-run, very great festival.
For sure.
And even, but even this year, you can see a few cracks showing with the new location and stuff for that.
I mean, even the setup for the red carpet, and the red carpet was so much smaller.
Yeah.
As well, there was so much less media presence, which is very strange.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then you're standing next to fucking bloggers, so I guess.
Bloggers.
But the Horrorthon, you were saying about the Horrorthon.
Oh,
I've
yes.
been a few times, and it's very hit and miss.
Yeah.
I've been to a few times and seen films that are great. I've been and seen films that are shit. I don't know what the selection process is like. I know the guy who runs it is a very nice guy, and he is definitely a horror fan.
You know, I almost am sure that maybe he gets certain he hears what's good off the grapevine from Fright Fest, and certain things he's able to get, or maybe they say, go, hey, we have this film, or maybe someone from Fright Fest goes, there's this Dublin festival that we think you should be a part of as well. Or I'd say some festivals do that, because festivals do that. They do share films with each other, or let other ones know that what's good. But I'd say some like Truth or Dare, you know, maybe Jessica Cameron or her people went, hey, we have this film, like, oh, we so want to be there, we really want to push this, you know, this is a real cool horror film for a cool horror audience. Are you guys cool, you know?
Is she used to be cool. Is she going to be there? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, Miss Cameron has even promised to bring along some sick bags to hand out to audience members.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So here, actually, do you want me to read out their little blurb about it?
Yeah, go on. go ahead.
Okay, so they have Frank Helen Lotter, who, you know, did Basket Case and stuff like that.
Right.
But...
Day after time, okay. That's any more of that we get to.
So, as horror team finalizes this year's program, we're delighted to announce that our guests will include cult horror writer director Frank Henkelauder, as well as Scream Queen actress writer director Jessica Cameron. We'll be screening three of Henkelauder's classics. Blah blah. Jessica Cameron's directorial debut is the multi-award-winning controversial festival hit Truth or Dare.
It's not a funny
This film. One is not for the faint of heart. Miss Cameron even promised to bring along some sick bags to hand out to audience members.
Director, visionary, dreamweaver, slash actor.
Now that I've seen that, I wonder if she was in a show called Scream Queen. I wonder if she was in that show, because that would make a bit more sense.
It would.
Have you ever seen Dark Place? Garbarangi's Dark
Place? Yes, of course.
You know the way he just has all these titles?
Nope, yeah. She wasn't.
She wasn't one of them?
Nope.
That would have made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Way more sense.
Yeah.
That's really disappointing, but we did notice when we got back last year that it was the dregs of Fright Fest.
Yeah.
And that's not any disrespect to them, but it was,
yeah.
For sure.
I mean, I'm sure it's not easy to program certain films, but...
I mean, like, they've got Zombievers, that's cool. Yeah.
At the same time, I mean, we are an entire country, and I mean, if this is trying to be the premier horror fest of the country...
And it is the only one,
But, I mean, if this is the way they're going to keep going, they're not going to be the only one for a long time. I mean, the Frank Henkelauder thing is great, especially if he's there. I don't know if he will be, but every interview I've seen with him, he's always great.
But I feel like, would we go that there and cover it? No, because there's no fucking anything.
No, but they're going to have the Babadook there as well.
Ugh.
But, like...
What is the lineup? Do you have the lineup there?
No, I just see their announcement from the other day.
Okay.
Like, isn't the Babadook going to be out by that point?
Yes.
Like, it's out October 23rd is when they're showing it.
I don't know when I thought the Babadook was out quite soon, actually, because Kim Newman just reviewed it.
Is IFI doing anything for Halloween?
Well, that's
really the good. Horrorthon.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well.
I don't know. Didn't they do cool stuff last year?
No, what you're thinking of is the Fright Night. The Fright Night is a Friday thing, and it's... usually fun.
Yeah, so they're showing it for Horrorthon. Like,
did
apparently
they do
it's
a Friday 13th thing last year as well?
Point, huh?
Did they do Friday 13th thing last year?
No, you're thinking of when we saw Return of the Living Dead.
Did.
Return of the Living Dead.
Are you Australian now? He did?
I don't know what happened there. Dead.
Stroy. Oh, he's dead.
Anyway, we saw Return of the Living Dead and we saw Nightmare on Elm Street as well. And they're doing Zombievers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be fun for some people, but for me it just feels like a poor man's Fright Fest.
For sure.
I don't know, I can imagine someone coming along and doing a much better horror festival. I mean, that's nothing against these people who are running it, but...
Maybe you should do
although
it.
I feel very slighted by the fact that they would mention Jessica Cameron in that way, because I think that does a disservice to any actual horror fans. Imagine this is how I felt at Fright Fest when Mark joined us to watch films.
Yeah.
He wasn't there for Trudor there, though, was he?
No, he thankfully missed it.
But, like, I mean... what I imagine is if someone goes in, oh, cool, a horror film festival. Hey, let's go, you know, we'll try this first night out and see how it's going and see, we might go a few more. And they go see Truth or Dare. It's like, oh, is this going to be what this whole thing is like? Let's not do this. Let's go and
to considering watch. That we had something like Late Phases, it just makes a mockery of horror.
Yeah. It's kind of unreal. Like, I mean, that's my feelings of it. And like, maybe I'm being a bit kind of big-headed about it, or I'm being I mean, I can see the realism about it. I understand how a lot of this works. But it just really offends me that a film can be so put forward in such a inaccurate light.
I totally 100% agree with you.
And I don't care. So did you guys have anything you wanted to talk about on the podcast? or do we have an hour-long introduction?
Oh, well, this hour-long
podcast.
No,
that was the podcast.
That was the podcast, really?
Yeah.
Well...
Hang on. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, it was a ranty one.
So are there any movies coming up?
Horror rants.
Horror movies coming out. Life After Beth is out next week. I'm going to see that. I'm going to see it and review it for Gore Press.
Cool.
Anything
coming out for Halloween? More importantly, because we're
Babadook,
like
apparently.
Next week's October, guys. It's fucking Halloween. Time.
I think the Babadook is going to do really well on a mainstream level, though, because mainstream audiences won't be used to that shit, and they're going to think it's really cool, and it's not.
I think, yeah, I think it was.
What even happened at the end? We don't even know.
Don't make fun of the kids who were confused by Riot Club. Why was it even called Riot? Was it because they started a riot? They did not start a riot. It's because it was Lord Riot. That's as deep as it goes. What's
but were they all riot?
No! There was no riot.
Were they all riot?
Yeah, they were. They were fine. Seriously, though, you know, like, I'm not... I'm going to sound really terrible, but I just thought, like, that was not a complicated film.
Oh, I don't think you've mentioned this before.
Okay, I went to see The Riot Club because I'd seen Pride the week before, and I love Ben Schnetzer, and I thought I'm going to go see this other Ben Schnetzer film. And also, I thought the premise was quite cool because it's based on a play called Posh. And there was this group of girls sitting in front of me, and first of all, they were sitting in my seat. I always pick the same seat. And they were sitting...
Why did that happen?
So, they were sitting in my seat. I didn't ask them to move, because I was like, who cares? They talked the whole way through it. It starts off with this lovely, quite funny prologue about Lord Riot, and it's, you know, back in the day, and he's got like, you know, it's Victorian. So after it, I was in the toilet. And they didn't understand anything about it. They didn't even know the main character's first name. It was Miles. They were like, is his name Milo? It's like, no, it was Miles. And then they were saying, like, why were they called a Riot Club? Even though there was this whole big prologue with Lord Riot, and they kept making references to Lord Riot. Even in the very final scene of the film, they have a big conversation about Lord Riot. And then it just was bizarre to me. I was like, it wasn't complex. Although, on that note, I tweeted that I watch a lot of horror, but there was one particular sequence in The Riot Club that really fucking sickened me. Like, I nearly looked away. It was really horrible. If you're going to see that. Mm-hmm. But good film.
Okay.
Trigger warning.
So, yeah. So, you're going to watch Life After Beth.
I'm going to watch Life After Beth. I'm going to watch Maps of the Stars.
I can't wait for that.
The Cronenberg one. I'm going to probably watch Magic in the Moonlight, even though I'm not really a big Woody Allen person. I just really want to know if she's actually a sorcerer.
A sorcerer?
Yeah.
Well, no context for what's going on here.
Fucking... It's a movie where...
with Emma Stone and Colin Firth falling in love.
Yeah, I always, in my head, I'm like, he was Mr. Darcy in that adaptation.
Yeah.
Colin Firth, and he's kind of like Randy.
Okay.
You know Randy, the magician guy, who was, like, he's a rationalist.
Okay.
And he's had for the last, like, 20 years, or even longer maybe, this long-standing thing where if you go to him... And you prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that you've actually cast magic and you fooled him or whatever, he will give you like whatever
expended
money.
Okay.
But it's kind of like this. He's this man who's been doing magician work
his whole life. He's hugely successful and wealthy. He meets Emma Stone and she's supposed to be the real deal. And of course
she's supposed to be medium, yeah.
He's like, no, she can't be because I know this shit isn't real. And
yeah.
I just really want to know if she is real.
Then like he falls in love with her just by being like 30 million years old.
And she looks disgustingly skinny as well. And, oh my God, Ross always used to say that Andrew Garfield should share his chips. And I was like, maybe she should get her own bag. And I love skinny, but like she just looks gross. No offense, Emma Stone, I know you're listening.
I'm just kind of grossed out by Woody Allen doing another movie about an old guy who falls a little bit younger.
But Gone Girl is out as well, David Fincher. I love David Fincher.
Yeah.
Love him. And Ben Affleck.
There are like no movies I want to see anymore. I think I've run out. I always say this when someone says, what about this? I'm like, oh, thank God.
Why didn't you want to see The Box Trolls?
Nah, I don't care. Keep going. What else? Sin City? No, everyone's having a shit. What else?
I don't know.
There's gotta be like some fucking really nerdy, crazy, fun movie coming out that.
Oh look.
It'll be, because I was like, yeah, gotta watch Guardians of the Galaxy, gotta watch the Lego movie.
I always thought this year was kind of poor for films in a way. Although it's actually been
a lot of good ones.
No,
it's been
good.
Well,
no,
for horror,
oh god.
But in terms of general eventy things, there hasn't been a huge amount compared to some other years.
Ah,
but like, that's because
Dolphin Tale 2.
Splash, splash.
Yeah.
Annabelle is apparently coming out.
Oh, Annabelle. I'm looking
what the fuck
that.
Is
I'm
Annabelle?
Not at all.
I like the Conjuring
fucking,
a lot.
It's the fucking doll from The Conjuring.
I know, I like
the horns.
Horns.
With my man, Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh yeah, you made a really loud noise on the bus the other day.
Apparently, yes, I did.
Apparently, you tweeted about it.
Yeah, because someone was like, shut up.
Life After Death, The Judge, this is all crap. I guess I'm just going to have to go watch, like,
we don't have Snowpiercer, apparently.
You go watch Toxic Avenger a few
wait,
times.
Snowpiercer isn't coming out here? That's the one I want to see. Shit.
Apparently
I knew there was something.
Whiplash doesn't have a date either, and I'm really stoked for that one, because I love Miles Teller, and it looks really dark and weird.
Man, I've been wanting to see Snowpiercer for ages.
Yeah.
It's not coming out here.
I've been hearing great stuff about that.
Especially yeah, Gavin saw it in Vancouver. Well, there you go, lads.
Apparently some of the English in that is weird, despite it being acted by Western actors.
71 is the one with Jack O'Connell, because he's all over Wrath Minds right now.
Oh,
Jack O'Connell?
Is that what someone was saying, Ralph put on Facebook about some secret film, and that's what it was?
I love Jack O'Connell.
All his films are secret.
That's not true. He was in Startup.
No.
That was a great film.
What?
All our shows are secret shows.
What Startup?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what Startup? It was about Jack O'Connell goes to prison because he's really bold.
Oh, yeah.
And then his dad's in prison. And then
Is this the other movie where he's a paratrooper and they're like, oh, he's stuck on the other side of Belfast. And it's like, whoa, this is kind of racist.
I think so, because it's called 71. Would that be the Troubles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do Behind Enemy Lines, but they set it in Belfast with a scumbag fucking paratrooper.
Why
the guys
is he a scumbag?
Because they're the fuckers who shot everyone on Bloody Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't pick up on that.
Yes, it's a kind of hard movie to fucking market over here, and it's going to
be... Well, it's all over Rack Mines, and it looks like a war movie.
Which is great because the English government refused to call it a war.
Why?
Could they refer to it as the Troubles instead?
Hey, should we answer this question?
Oh yeah,
we have a question.
Yeah, here,
but
okay,
yeah,
okay.
That movie is going to be a hard sell up north.
It is the one in Belfast.
Yeah.
Look at him there walking through Belfast.
So he gets stuck on his own.
That could be good.
In some Catholic area with all the Catholic scum.
It's a bit of a rubbish now cast. He seems to be the only known person. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Are we going to answer this question? We've had the same question for about 10 fucking years.
Okay.
Say
who's
wrong.
Yeah, so we missed this
one
at the start of the last one. The last one was a two-parter. So.
Tell everyone who it's from.
Who's
this one's from George.
Hi, George.
Sharky and George.
Sharky
and George.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you remember fucking Sharky and George.
Damn straight I do.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for your question.
Well, I don't know if he listens. He knows we're asking, looking for questions. That's a question the last time he asked. Did you answer my question?
Oh, shit.
How do we know?
Well,
are you not listening? If you're not listening, fuck you.
Well, how about we not tell him?
Yeah.
So
yeah, you'll have to listen
like,
and see.
Yeah.
Well, when next time we put out a call for questions, if you ask the same question again, like, you don't even fucking listen, you faker. You're a faker.
Okay, so
okay.
Oh
can
my
you
God.
Read out the question.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah?
What are the least convincing portrayals of a country in a horror film or TV show filmed another country to the setting?
Grabbers.
Hold on. That's like 10%. E.g., Hammer Films recreating Middle Europe in Berkshire, or Universal's California in Wales, Germany and London in Wolfman, Frankenstein and Dracula films, or Lost recreating Oxford, Manchester and London, and Butlin's Holiday Camp in Hawaii. Queen of the Damned using Australian toe double for both Death Valley.
I call bullshit on that one.
And London and Glastonbury. Austin Powers using the old Universal backlot as London deliberately. And California... I'm hoping I get some of these words right. And California as English countryside. Or Superman 4 using Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes.
As Metropolis.
We're just busting out real old Bill Bailey jokes now.
Well, I will... Oh, there's more, sorry.
Or to vary straight to video, Eastern Europe as somewhere else, or big budget, using Canada as US.
Well, I had experience with that with Blood Moon at Fright Fest, because it was supposed to be Colorado, and it really obviously was Kent where it was filmed, and it was definitely Britain, so I thought that was shit. Mm. But I call bullshit on your claim about Queen of the Damned, George, because Queen of the Damned is a lot of things.
Where is it set? So it's Australia, but it's using Death. It's supposed to be set in Death Valley, London, and Glastonbury.
But it fucking looks like London.
Yeah, I never Death Valley is where they have the gig at the end.
And it does look like Death Valley.
It's just the desert.
You had a good example. I'll let you use your good example.
But I want to talk about how much Queen of the Damned looks good.
Sure, you're talking about
Queen of the Damned. Is a good example.
Of
when you don't notice.
I definitely didn't notice ever. They're like, and I've watched it about a million fucking times.
You know, when they're in London, all the streets look rainy and shit and foggy.
It looks like
foggy London town.
Is it not London?
I think it's more obvious when you see Canada in place in a lot of films.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what about Twilight?
Yeah.
That's very Canadian.
No.
No, actually, that's very Seattle, to be fair.
It's very Washington.
Yeah,
It's still the Pacific Northwest. Pacific
and Northwest.
That's the joke.
We gotta watch that tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, why not?
It's very late now.
Hardcore.
It's okay, we're wrapping it up.
It's past my bedtime.
I like your Kurt Russell hair.
Kurt Russell hair?
It's like, do-do-do.
It's the mullet version, is it?
I'm Kurt Russell.
Get me a cowboy hat and I'll be MacReady.
Okay.
Trying to think, like, just all those fucking, like, dimensions.
You know, you could totally tell that, like, the North Pole wasn't the South Pole in the thing.
I don't know, that's not something that really bugs me all that often. Yeah. I think it's prevalent in horror, don't get me wrong, but usually if you're looking at stuff like that, it's because the film is shit anyway.
That was actually up a mountain, that wasn't
the North Pole. I think one of the few examples I've ever really noticed it was Seed of Chucky. Because they're in Romania. I never knew it was Romania until I read that or heard that. But it doesn't look like America, a lot of it, because it's very... The interiors are all very Eastern Europe.
And then Curse of Chucky, that was filmed in Romania too, wasn't it?
No, I think that was in the US. Although it looks like Romania, oddly
enough. Was that what it was? There was something in my head that's like Romania. I don't know if it was just you leaning over and being like, it looks like Romania.
I thought it was, and then it wasn't. It really does look like it is, though.
The Matrix does a good job of looking like it's not enough.
Keep it horror.
Actually, Darkest...
Get fucked.
Darkest Falls, which I watched this morning, was shot in Australia as well.
Dark City, then.
I don't think you ever would have known.
Tim Curry!
But, you never would have known, there's a hospital that looks very... kind of like a hospital here.
Oh, yeah?
But apparently it's not a very American hospital.
Canada.
Okay, calm down.
You're Canada.
You're actually yelling now.
Canada!
You'll never notice that...
Sorry.
No, I forgot my joke there. So fuck you. Bitch. Joy bitch. I was going to make a real funny joke.
So next question. We should put like a word limit on the questions.
Yeah, if you have to give a load of examples, that's not a question. It's like when your one asked Adam Green and blabbed on about yourself for about 10 minutes and then he went, what was the question?
Yeah.
It was good. Anyway, we should go because it's bedtime now. It's
dinner
like,
time for me.
It's like really
I'm starving, bitch.
It's like really late at night and we have to go now.
Really late. It's quarter past eight.
We said this was going to be our midnight podcast, Richard.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're the midnight society. Yeah, just midnight sprinkle society. The dust over the fire and it goes...
And then
I changed the channel because I'm like, this is super fucking scary.
It was so fucking scary. There was one about like... That was all filmed in Canada. Remember when we watched Goosebumps? Was that filmed in Canada too? Yeah, because it really looked like Canada.
They actually shared.
Isabelle's in that.
I know. And Ryan Gosling.
I think like her dad was a producer or something.
They share casts, actually. So.
Oh, cool. They were in both.
Yeah. Not all the casts, but like a lot of people got hired.
Nick Diener from The Swellers was posting on Facebook about like how scary Are You Afraid of the Dark was, and it really fucking was.
It was scary.
I don't think I could watch it now.
That show...
Well, it doesn't really hold up to old person
movies. Is it bad? Old person movies.
Like, Goosebumps was straight up, like, Twilight Zone for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
But this wasn't. This was like, yeah, we're going to scare the shit out of you kids. Yeah,
there is some that are
good luck sleeping tonight.
Remember the shark one that we watched? That was really
good. Oh, yeah. So that was one of R.L. Stine's new shows. Yeah,
I can't wait for the Goosebumps movie, actually.
Yeah, Jack Black.
He looks so cool in it.
I really can't wait for
him. He looks nothing like R.L. Stine.
No, but R.L. Stine was in a TV show. He got recast, okay?
Actually, Jack Black said to R.L. Stine, you know I look nothing like you. And R.L. Stine was like, I don't give a shit. I want it to be you.
R.L. Stine was like, I didn't notice.
R.L. Stine was like, I want it to be you, Jack Black. He picked him.
He's looking at this picture of like Jack Black and going like, I've put on a bit of weight, haven't I?
Is this what I look like?
So I don't know if you've read any Goosebumps recently.
I haven't. My cousin has them. Shout out to Cal, number one listener. What up, yo?
I can't wait for this movie to
send
be like...
Send us a question.
Every like 10 minutes, I want there to be a cliffhanger ending that just turns into like, but nothing. Then he was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And like... all the characters in it to be like a brother and a sister who go and and like
that's why we loved it
idiots.
Though because I had a brother and a sister.
Right. Well, I think that was a deliberate
me
thing
too.
With
are you my
Goosebumps
sister?
Where it was like if you weren't like I'm like the boy in the story, you could be like I'm like the girl in the story.
My mom messaged me that she was on the metro in Newcastle because that's where she lives.
Yeah.
And she saw a weird baby and it made her think of me.
A
she was like
baby.
A weird baby, and it was doing weird things. I can't remember what it was.
Had
it was
a
doing...
forked tongue, six eyes.
See, but she was like, it reminded me of you. You were such a little weirdo. I was like, thank you. I still
one
am.
One of the weird freaky out things from like from Jacob's Ladder.
But when we watched Goosebumps, it did have
Goosebumps.
Some scary Goosebumps.
Did they cut
it? It did have
for...
some scary endings. Remember that family died.
Well, see, yeah, they had, yeah, Welcome to Dead Eyes is fucking terrifying.
That was really scary. That was
they live in that, although it ends completely different in the show.
Did it? How did it end in the show?
In
I think
the
you told me.
In the show, they like just kicked all the windows open. Do you remember?
Oh
and
yeah, to
went,
make it light.
Oh no! Whereas in the book. They're like going to sacrifice their parents, and they knock over this huge tree that casts a shade over the whole cemetery, and like everyone melts like. Very graphically, all their skin like peels off their faces and like turns to goo, and then like as they're dying, like their bones like crumble and all this weird stuff. And then, but just even though like she's already dead, one of the kids goes like, "Thank you." Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's goofy. So if you want to get in touch with us,
yeah, you
don't
can.
Fuck off. I don't care what you think. No,
you can email horrorlives@gmail.com.
No, you don't do that.
Why not?
Do we check that?
And
we
how
check
will
I
they,
check it every day.
How will they not get in touch with us on Facebook?
At facebook.com/horrorlives.
Don't send shit to us there.
And Twitter is @horrorlives. And if you want our individual
hey,
Twitters...
Actually,
I don't
you know
even
what?
Know
I think,
why
I think I know why we don't get questions. Because maybe people are getting confused. They think it's Horror Lives. Spell it that way.
Okay.
But well,
my brother thought it was Horror Lives.
If you spell Horror Lives, it's the same spelling.
No,
I don't get jokes.
Okay, if you want our individual Twitters because you want to give a shit for being so crap,
don't.
Well, you can't have them.
Don't
Richards
talk,
is Rich M. Waters, M for Muriel.
Totally, that's my middle
in
name.
Mary, they wanted a girl.
Yeah, they wanted a girl.
Rich on me.
They didn't like me, they wanted to call me a dick from now on.
Ew. Peter.
Dick Mary Waters.
Peter has two. Peter has his.
No, just the art one.
He has the art one. He doesn't have two. He just has the art one. It's just Shoehead Art.
@Shoehead_art.
And
I'm also on LO, that new thing all
you
your
are?
Friends are talking about. I'm on LO. I got an invite. Fuck all
what's
y'all.
LO?
It's nothing. It's fucking rubbish.
But find me there @Shoehead. Spelled
and
correctly.
Mine is Joey LDG.
Joey
loves the guys.
Or loves dick guys.
Loves dead grannies.
That's very rude.
Licks. Oh.
Dog.
Licks dick gradually.
Oh my god.
Good night.
Swallow this.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.